The following commentary does not reflect the view of Northumberland 89.7 or its advertisers.
Now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
More than 20 years ago, after the O.J. Simpson trial, a book was written called Outrage. Basically, it was asking citizens where their outrage was after the ridiculous not guilty verdict in that trial. I suggest today we need another book called Outrage, asking, where is the outrage from citizens about the death of democracy in our societies, countries, and communities? Back then, O.J. Simpson killed two people and got away with it. Today, millions of us are allowing the slow death of decency, freedom, and democracy, and letting the power and corruption of politics get away with it. Last week, bombs, let me repeat that, bombs were sent to leading political people in the U.S., and yet, there's no public outrage. Sure, there's lots of blathering on talk shows, lots of investigation. Apparently, they got the nutcase. And lots of outrage in the political blame game. But from the citizens, nothing. Are we too busy and too apathetic to realize that the society we once knew, the freedoms we once took for granted, the governments we once thought represented our interests, are sliding into a swamp of political power and toxic anger? Now, let me be clear. Outrage is not anger. Anger is a shallow, immature, emotional reaction. Outrage is a deep, visceral unacceptance of an attack on our values and the things we value. It's what a parent does when their child is threatened. It's what the Me Too movement is doing about sexual harassment. But when it comes to our most basic rights and freedoms, we're not doing much at all. We are sitting on our fat apathy, complaining about the system, and watching our democracy get blown up. And not just on American reality TV, right here in Northumberland. Let me give you one bombshell example. The voter turnout in last week's municipal election declined, below 4 years ago, and the lowest average in the last 30 years. In Northumberland, it's below 45%, and in Hamilton, it was only 27%. By the way, Brighton had a 58% turnout. At least they got over 50%. But what's worse is, very few people seem concerned. And this dismal public performance is met with a shrug and a, what are you going to do about it? It's always been this way. That's right, and that's the problem. Our municipal governments never get better because our interest and participation never gets better. And now, it's the worst in 30 years. I think we should be outraged. And I think we should get up off our carping critics' armchairs and do something. Be informed, engage the politicians, join a citizens group, and help fix the democratic process. If, knowing we live in an apathetic, politically lazy community that is underperforming and not participating, then maybe more of us can tap into some of our personal outrage. The stuff that gets our back up when people steal our values, our rights, our freedoms. Maybe in the next 4 years, we and the politicians we've just elected can find the outrage, can find the will to do what's necessary to actually build and live in a democratic community. Or not. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Apathy is stealing our democratic rights, and only outrage can bring it back. Think about it, and then turn your outrage into action.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.